News just in, they've announced that the ticket was bought in Munster and was bought in a shop, not online. And I'm not saying anything, but we have been in Cork and Waterford over the last couple of days. Both of those counties are in
Munster.
And yeah. Bernard O'Shea, you live in Limerick, which is in
Munster. Yeah, yeah, I won it. I won the Euro Millions. And nothing's going to change in my life because everyone else's life's going to change because I'm going to make them move. No. Can I just say, it's lovely to be in Kilkenny.
Yeah.
I'm only out the road.
Yes.
And one of the most loveliest things about Kilkenny is that it's so near Laois, right? So I'll take you all on. So, no, but it is. Kilkenny's lovely today, isn't it?
It is beautiful. No, we've been saying it all day.
Do you know what it is? You need the sun. You need the sun in this country. You can't do plans in this country without the weather. Yeah. I think it's why Irish people are the way they are. I'm walking around here today and going, like, we might as well be in Italy. We could be in Lake Como today,
yes.
Bar the lake,
yes.
Right? But like, and it's like, if it was raining today, we'd be all miserable.
Isn't
it terrible that we didn't get the weather? Yeah. And then the weather comes out. My young lad, I couldn't find him yesterday. He ran up to his granny's house. He the blinds pulled. He was sitting on the couch eating a Viennetta in the box, right? And I said to him, Sean, pull up the blinds, get outside. It's a beautiful day. And Jody said to me, he's six. He goes, well, I didn't know it was going to be nice. And I went, no one knows it's going to be nice. That's the problem. Nobody in this country knows. We've a weather service. We've 50. No one knows what the weather is going to be like. You can't make plans.
In fairness to them, in their defence.
No, now come on.
And in the name of balance.
Come on.
It did say last week.
There's farmers around Kilkenny going, I should have cut silage today. That's what they're saying, right? And there should be tractors. And the other thing, I saw a thing with you recently about plans. I saw it yesterday on Instagram, right?
Right.
And you were saying about, I didn't make a big plan. Do you know why you didn't make a big plan? Because nobody in this country makes plans because it could rain. That's why. It's the weather. I'm 46 years of age. Why is Ireland, what's all Ireland's problems down to? The rain.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Well, they say it does dictate our personalities. And, you know, because you can't plan and you can't hope.
Can't do anything.
You can't hope for too much.
No, and even today, I put up something on Instagram and it's so true. It's like even today, like where we were, you'll hear this conversation now tomorrow. It's lovely and sunny, but it's cold. Oh, Jesus, there's a cut in that weather. It's like you can't have it either way.
Yeah. What would you do if you won a quarter of a billion?
Oh, Ray, what would I do? I'd annex Kilkenny back into Laois.
Would you?
What would I do? Oh, right.
You could buy a county, couldn't you? You could nearly buy a county.
You could nearly buy a county. Yeah. Which county would I buy? Don't they say all the wealth is in Kildare where you're from? Isn't that where all the horses? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or as I say, the hearses. Yeah. What would I do? I tell you what I'd do, Ray. I would probably give it all away. No, I'd probably give a go for it. What would, like, they say you wouldn't be happy. I definitely would be happy.
No.
If I had a couple of hundred million, no, I can tell you now, I'd be the happiest fella.
No, you would be temporarily. That's
right.
What happens. So you've a spike. So
yeah.
And it could last 3 months, it could last 6 months, it could last a couple of years. But eventually you return to your baseline.
No, Ray,
level
I'd pay for somebody to get me through that spike.
Yeah.
I know what I would do. I'd probably buy watches, I'd probably buy cars,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And people said that won't make you happy. It probably would. In the same way a bar of chocolate makes me happy now. I just raised the game. That's all. Like, you know, but don't they say when people get loads of money that it's not necessarily that they're personalities change, it's the people around them change.
Yes, yes.
Right, so that would be like, so I would kind of like, maybe I'd say to them, like, where do you want to go? I'd probably travel the world or something like that, but I'd do it in a way that like I'd, if I woke up in a hotel, I'd have somebody outside going, where do you want to go today?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not into slumming it. Even when I was a little child and we went nowhere.
Right.
Like I was saying to, my sister came in with me today. She said, are you passing the door? I am. I'm only out the road here, right?
Yeah.
So they said, yeah. So we were talking about family holidays. And she said, did we go on family holidays? And we never went on a family holiday.
No, we didn't either.
Did you not?
No.
People of my generation didn't. You didn't.
Okay.
My kids don't believe it.
I'll tell you the height of it for us.
Right.
Right. It was Louis Hennessy's minibus. Right, and eight of it in it, and we went to Bray for a day. That was it.
Please.
And listen, the next year we did it, and I was in hospital with a rash, so I didn't even get to go the second one.
But did you get the rash on your holidays? Because that would have been a great or terrible holiday. Louis Hennessy's minibus.
Oh, yeah, Louis Hennessy's
minibus. Please, your producer is here beside me. Please, just for me.
No, he's still alive. Louis's still alive.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? Get him to pick you up outside Montrose or here or somewhere and go to Bray on that minibus.
I don't think
that would be the minibus anymore. That would be the bit. Yeah. Louis, what's his name?
Hennessy.
Louis Hennessy, have you still got a minibus? It doesn't even have to be insured. No, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, no.
So you didn't go on family holidays?
We never went to family. And do you know what? I'm banging the counter now. I don't think anyone really on our road went on family holidays. No. Now we have to go on family holidays. Mm. And the kids have a decision in this. Going, you know, you've no decision
they,
in
they
this.
They say, yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, I don't have to go there. We've been there before. It's like, I went nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, I put them in the car now and they go, oh, where are we driving to? It's going, if I went on a drive, I'd be crying with the happiness to get out and go somewhere, do something.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. So,
well,
no,
you should explain to them, right, your children, that back in the day,
yeah,
going for a drive was a thing.
I loved going for a drive.
Just going for, what are we doing? We're going for a drive. Brilliant. We're going for a drive.
Oh, I love going for a drive. I love that now. I get in the car and I just go, if I had a couple of hours to myself, I go, yeah, get in the car, I'll just drive.
Yeah.
Right? I'll go and look at cows and fields, just look.
You're odd.
Just I would look at anything. I yeah. love driving. Yeah. I love going for a drive.
Listen, you're in the neighbouring county of Laois, but Kilkenny is a place that plays a big part in your life because it's the home of the Kilkenny Catlaughs, which
yes.
has been going forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We stayed in the Ormond Hotel last night.
Do
you,
oh, lovely.
Do you get flashbacks when you think of the Ormond Hotel?
Yes, I do. Do you get flashbacks of me bugging you? No, I tell you, I was here, when was it on? Fortnight ago.
Yeah.
And I haven't been out in about 3 years having a few drinks, right?
Right?
And oh my God, I went out that night. My God. I there's no point in me going out anymore. There's no point. I can't do it.
Right.
Like, even one drink, I can't do it anymore. And my sister was going, ah, it's because you're getting old. And I'm going, I'm not old. I'm not old.
Yeah,
I should be. I'm
40.
Is that old?
Well, it's relative, isn't it?
Like, to what though? Please, somebody tell me what it's relative to.
Well, it's relative to the children we were talking to in Scoligna de Reese this morning.
But what ages are they?
Well, they're 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but like, I'm still a vibrant human being that has something to give to the world, Ray. At 46, it's like, oh, old man, go away.
No.
Like, you know, I'm this close to. Do you know what I was given recently? I went over my ankle. I can't do the run. They
right.
gave me a boot.
Oh,
and
yes,
on the
yes.
boot was written Acti boot. I was going, don't call it Actiboot. This is a piece of my coffin. Don't be giving me. Don't be trying to cheat me into Actiboot. Oh, you're going to be fine now. And there was people holding the door for me and going, I'm dying. I know I'm not dying. But this is the start of it now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is like my mother years ago. Well, I have me plot got. This is the start of it.
Right.
I went over my ankle and there's people holding doors open for me and I've got a boot with Actifast written on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not good. It's not good.
No, you're
and
only
I can't
46.
Go out anymore. I can't go out anymore.
46. Relax.
I can't go.
Relax.
Where's
Relax.
Louis? What's his name again? Louis, what's he around with minibus?
Louis Hennessy.
I need. If I won the lottery, I get Louis Hennessy to drive me around.
I don't think he has the minibus anymore. He has a news agent. That's what. That's
oh,
his
please
business.
Find that minibus. That
yes,
would be.
Yeah.
Can I go with you to Bray yeah. if you go to?
That's how big our family was. We needed a minibus.
Oh, it's just your family.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, there's nobody else.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. No, hold on.
Yeah.
So hold on. So this wasn't other people from Kildare.
No. It's just us. No.
So you'd ring a minibus hire, or you'd ask him.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many was in your family?
Well, there's nine. Now at that stage, there was probably eight. That's with two parents. And Louis, he was driving.
So was he related to you?
There's 11 in the minibus.
So. 11 in the minibus going to Bray.
Yeah, yeah.
So why did you decide?
I think it was a 14-seater.
Okay, well, why didn't you bring other three other people? You had the room.
Yeah, and charge. There you go.
Hold on a second. Why Bray then?
Well, Bray was very exotic if you're from Kildare.
I know, but that's
they
a bit of a spin
train.
Over
across. Where else would you go?
Monte Carlo, Ray.
No, we're not in the minibus. Not
you
the minibus,
could. You could get the ferry over
minibus.
To France.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And we've you were yeah summer camps, and you, not only have our children got a say in where they go, but we have to keep them entertained for the whole summer.
Oh my God, the summer camps!
Yeah,
I've booked them in. There's the Big Minds camp, there's the archery camp, there's the pre-camp camp, there's the soccer camp, there's the rugby camp, there's the hurling camp, there's the school camp. There's so many camps.
Yeah,
it's like and the amazing thing about it is that, like, you know, all of a sudden you're out of school and you think, oh great, and then we've booked a summer camp, we'll have that week. It's harder. The summer camps are harder because, you know, do I drop them off at 9:10? Do I drop them off at 9:30? One's going this side, one's going that side.
Yeah.
It's like they should just do like a big camp called put your kids in this camp, right? And all the camps are inside that camp.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
That's it.
And they go, it's 9:30 and come back at 2:30, right? And then the lunchbox, like,
they don't get bored anymore. You should have a boredom camp. That's what they should have. A boredom.
Boredom
camp.
Is really good for you.
Yes, it is.
Right? Do you know what I mean? I grew up looking at cows.
Yeah.
Right? They were bored looking at me.
Look
right?
How you turned out.
Look, I turned out fine. I'm telling you. And the other thing
that's
is.
It's a matter of opinion.
Well, the middle fella said to me the other day, he goes, I'm going to have a different lunch for. I was going, why would you have a different lunch? Because it's going to camp and going to have different lunch. I said, no. Like, I'm not, like, I'm not making couscous, right? Because it's going to come back. And I'm not going to all this trouble, right? But the only thing I remember about summer camps is that from last year is that you pick them up if you go in a bit early and you see whatever they're doing and going, that's not my child, the confident one that's reciting Shakespeare or something. It's like, why you won't clean up at home, like, you know, and now all of a sudden you're this cool kid in camp. It's like,
but isn't that great that they blossom when you're not around?
Is it though? Is it? Like, there's too much confidence in this country. I tell you, there is. Kids are too confident today. They are.
There's too much sunshine.
There's too much sunshine. Confidence. There's too much confidence. Like you know, like where, like a proper Irish person doesn't have that much confidence. Do you know what I mean? It ruins us. It ruins your personality. If you bump into somebody who's over 40 years of age in this country that has load of confidence, they either are a billionaire or American, right? Because I don't trust anybody over. Say 35 years of age that's confident. Something's wrong there. Then we're not a confident
under
nation.
Under 35
they're too confident. Oh, now I am turning into that lad who's ranting and raving. It's the vitamin D. I haven't had this much in a while now.
Listen, thanks so much for dropping down from Leash. Up from Leash, down from Leash.
Yeah, it's only out the road. Visitly, you're not sponsored by Visit Kilkenny or something, is it? No.
But like
visit Leash, the heart of the Midlands. I don't know.
When it comes to tourism, if there was an All-Ireland final between Leash and Kilkenny. Kilkenny'd probably win.
And the hurling. I have to say, thank you. No, it is a beautiful city.
Yes.
Town. Kilkenny. It is. You know that old joke, though, don't you? About before I go, it was like when Kilkenny, they were going to take the city status off them.
Yes.
And they had a massive meeting in the town hall.
Very good, yes.
But Jesus, Ray, come in quicker.
sorry.
Think are you leaving me here now?
Come out with us.
Can I drive this thing?
Come out with us. Come out with us. Because we're going outside for the last time.